Well, you might have seen the video that's gone viral of a visiting Muslim cleric saying that killing homosexuals is the compassionate thing to do. Now, Muslim leaders in the U.S. have adamantly opposed that thinking. And since Orlando, many religious leaders have expressed solidarity with the LGBT community. But Tim Padgett from member station WLRN in Miami asks, what about their traditional religious doctrines?
Today, we stand with members of the LGBT community. Shoulder to shoulder.
Nihad Awad heads the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE. On Sunday, he pledged Muslim unity with LGBT people after Omar Mateen massacred 49 people at the Pulse nightclub. Mateen was Muslim, and CARE's gesture is a reminder that most Muslims overwhelmingly condemn what he did. But Muslim and other faith leaders are leaving something out. Islam and most religions call homosexuality what the head of Mateen's mosque calls it.
A sin.
Dr. Saeed Rahman is Imam of the Islamic Center of Fort Pierce. He strongly condemns Mateen, and he says he preaches respect for gays and lesbians.
People who come to the mosque, we don't ask them that you are homosexual or not.
But Rahman concedes Muslim doctrine considers homosexuality a wrong on par with lying, stealing, or drugs.
Just like Bible or any Abrahamic religion.
He's right. The traditional doctrines of the Abrahamic faiths, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, say homosexuality is sinful. Buddhism and Hinduism aren't crazy about it either. On the one hand, those doctrines do not condone harming, let alone killing, gays and lesbians. The Roman Catholic Church also condemns homosexuality, but Pope Francis urges treating gay people with love. At the Islamic Center of Greater Miami, Imam Abdul Samra agrees with Francis.
As Muslims, basic principle, we have to stand with the oppressed people. Now, if he's sinner or she's sinner, that is between him and God.
But is the dogma that disparages LGBT people itself a form of oppression? Homophobia was a key motivation for the Orlando massacre. Reports say the shooter may have been gay himself, but he appears to have sympathized with Islamic extremism. And while his Muslim father denounces the massacre, he too says God will punish homosexuals. So by keeping anti-gay doctrine, do our religions run the very real risk of sending signals to explosively disturb believers like Mateen that it's okay to attack homosexuals?
We don't look at those doctrines as from God.
Mark Cram is the rabbi at Temple Beth Or, a Reconstructionist synagogue in Miami. Orthodox and other conservative wings of Judaism maintain homosexuality is immoral, but Reconstructionist and Reform Judaism do not. In fact, they ordain LGBT rabbis. They no longer consider ancient scripture on the matter binding.
We view the Hebrew Bible as a document that was written by human beings, and so for us it's not doctrine.
Scripture reinterpretation is growing among Christian churches as well, especially the Episcopal Church, which also ordains gay people. Presbyterians have moved that way, too.
Looking at a text as a fundamentalist doesn't make sense.
At the Riviera Presbyterian Church in Miami, Reverend Martha Shiverick and her congregation reject the biblical censure of homosexuality.
These texts will contradict each other, and then you have to say, well, what was the meaning behind the text? What was the time period that these texts were written?
More conservative Presbyterians still believe homosexuality is a sin. But now that gay marriage is legal in the U.S., Riviera Presbyterian even marries LGBT couples.
We don't have to hide doing those weddings anymore.
Islam reform groups like the Muslim Alliance for Sexual and Gender Diversity have recently emerged. But experts say the Quran's rule that homosexuality is fahisha, or immoral, won't change anytime soon. Nor do Muslim leaders feel the dogma provokes genuine Muslims to violence. Wilfredo Ruiz is with the Council on American Islamic Relations in Florida. He says the real culprit is terrorist groups like ISIL.
What Mateen was following was terrorism doctrine. ISIL takes the homosexuals and throw them from the rooftops. These are thugs, criminals.
As for the Catholic Church, a special synod on the family last year kept homosexuality etched in Vatican marble as a mortal sin. But after the Orlando shootings, St. Petersburg Bishop Robert Lynch wrote on his blog, "Sadly, it is religion, including our own, which often breeds contempt for gays, lesbians, and transgender people. That," he wrote, "can ultimately lead to violence." For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett.